All right, good morning. It kind of sounds like you get disconnected when you start to record, but I promise, I see that you're all back on the line. I do talk fast on these calls. There's so much to cover. So hang with me. Grab a pencil, paper, pen, whatever, and jot some notes down, whatever seems relevant to you in your business today. And then we'll open up the lines after about, give me about 20 minutes to share, maybe 25. Let me share some information with you, and that I just like to share some coaching ideas with working in the business right now, just tips. And then I'll open it up. We can do a quick round table. I always like for people who have like a burning question to be able to ask, and then we can kind of offer our coaching suggestions. So let me back it up and first say good morning, hello, thanks for being on. Today is Friday, May 4th, and this is our Corporate Fit Challenge Fast Track monthly call. It does get recorded and uploaded to the website. So those of you who aren't able to join us live, I know that you're tuning in later. Let me tell you, first of all, I got to tell you where I am and what I'm doing because it's pretty cool and it relates to this Corporate Fit Challenge program. If you're on my Facebook page, which I hope you are, and I hope I'm on yours, my Facebook page is Trina Gray Fitness. It's a like page, so hopefully you're on it, and hopefully I'm on yours. If I'm not on yours, can you suggest it to me? But if you're on my Facebook page, you've seen that I'm out in Park City, Utah, and I don't know if you've ever been here before, but this place is literally paradise. It's amazing. I'm at a five-star resort called Hotel Park City that is literally 100 executive suites right on the base of the mountain, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I'm out here because a friend of mine knew that I had created this program called the Corporate Fit Challenge, a packaged fitness program, and she heard that Hotel Park City was looking at starting their own on-site, high-end weight loss camp. You know, so it's when someone sits down at midnight, depressed about their life, they're out in Long Island or they're down in, you know, Miami, and they type in fat camp. And this is the kind of thing that comes up. So there's lots of these around the country. But what we're doing is distinguishing ourselves as, you know, the five-star experience. And here in Park City, it's going to be an adventure experience where people are getting back to nature, hiking, biking, snowshoeing, skiing, enjoying life as an active person. They'll be treated to the best, you know, meals made by a top chef. They'll have coaches, just like we have in the Corporate Fit Challenge program. They'll have coaching appointments. They'll be doing, they'll have journals. They'll have exercise prescriptions. I'm basically taking the Corporate Fit Challenge program and making it an on-site program. So it's been just such a journey this week. I've been here since Sunday. I'm here until Sunday. And over the course of this week, my job is to hire the team. So we put out a call, you know, an email to trainers, you know, all over the Salt Lake City area, all through Park City, all through this part of Utah. And I've been interviewing back to back to back some just amazing people the past few days. And what's interesting, what I want to share with you is that, you know, what I'm looking for, I'm looking for people who are good people, people who can connect, people who have people skills, people who are willing to learn, people who are willing to be a coach and not just a trainer. So it's been interesting, you know, to meet a lot of people, and some people, you know, bring to the table a really strong training background, but I don't get the impression so much that they can, you know, really connect and listen, you know, that they wanted to be heard more than they wanted to listen. So I've been really honored to be a part of this. They hired me as a consultant. And again, all of this really came from, you know, a mutual friend, someone who is a regular client, you know, customer out here at Hotel Park City, referred me because she knew that I put together packaged fitness programs. So sometimes you think, you know, an opportunity falls on your lap, and sometimes you think that you've been, you know, leading toward this. I guess when it fell on my lap, I felt like I had been leading toward this, you know, for the past few years, being able to help systematize fitness and wellness in a way that creates an amazing experience for the customer. So I'm really taking the approach that I want this camp to be a boutique and not a factory. And the way that you are going to be involved in this, and I mentioned it in the email the other day, if you saw it, or if you're new to the Fast Track and you're on the call today and you haven't seen my emails yet, no big deal. We'll get you up to speed. But I want you to know about this because I've been working with the hotel owner and the general manager about a really cool concept where we would set up an affiliate program for this camp. Right now, you know, we need to finalize the name and the logo and all that this week, but we're working with Inspire Fit Retreat. in Park City, Utah, Inspire Fit Retreat. We are going to have an affiliate program set up where trainers like you, trainers in my network like you, are going to have the ability to refer your clients, the people who've got 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds to lose and, you know, would like, you know, the kind of resort experience. Maybe they're looking for a, quote, working vacation. We're going to have a program, an affiliate program, where you'll choose to either keep a chunk of the a chunk of change for each person that you send, or I've been encouraging them because I know that trainers who I work with are pretty adventurous, outdoor active people anyway. I said, you know, we'd really like a free vacation if it were me, that maybe if you send three clients, Hotel Park City hooks you up with one of their executive suites overlooking the mountain. You know, I can tell you, I haven't been here for the past 5 days, that if I weren't completely entrenched in Alpena, Michigan with my businesses, that I'd be looking to move here. So I want you to know that I've been working with the general manager and the hotel owner on this affiliate program where trainers in my network would be able to promote this Inspire Fit Retreat high-end adventure weight loss camp. It would include nutrition, therapy, amazing workouts. And I said, listen, if I get trainers to refer people to this camp and they get a free vacation out of it, let them teach, let them train, let them actually participate in the program. We all like to share our gifts and shine our light, you know, with other people. So, hey, I hope that there's some chatter on the listserv, on the Google group, about this opportunity, because I think it's killer. I think that this program is going to get 100,000 eyeballs on the website in the first couple weeks when it launches this summer. This place is second to none, and the program that we're putting together is seriously world-class. Okay, so that's where I am. That's what I'm doing. I know some people were wondering what I'm doing out here. What I want to talk about today, understanding that we have a mix of veterans on this call, meaning trainers who've been just crushing the corporate fit challenge for years. We got people like, you know, Gene Sherman and Angie Amador and Amy Sorensen and others who have made this their bread and butter. And then we got brand new trainers who picked up the system, you know, a few days ago out in San Diego and aren't quite sure what they're getting themselves into, but we want to assure them that they made the right choice. So I'm going to fly through some tips today on no matter where you are in the business, I know that these tips will apply to you. Okay, so what I want to talk about is how to work the corporate fit challenge into your existing business, no matter what it is, whether you're leading boot camps, whether you own a gym, whether you're working for somebody else, whether you got a small studio, I don't care. Whatever your existing business model is, let's figure out how to work it in. So number one, I want to tell you that you've got to, I've got about four steps you're going to want to write down. Number one, you've got to just get the dates on a calendar. You've got to actually sit down for 2012 and schedule when you're starting these. I don't care if you don't really know what it is yet, or I don't care if you're in the midst of, you know, a huge project at your club right now. You've got to get them down on paper. So you could do as we do at the Athletic Club and say you want to start one every week. I know that sounds pretty ambitious, but we've built up to that where we can say that. Or maybe you say I want to start one once a month. Maybe you say, you know, you're a one-person show right now and you want to do one every 6 weeks. It doesn't matter to me. It should matter to you. I need you to actually put on the calendar, all right, today's May 4th. I'm going to kick off my first challenge on, you know, right before Memorial Day weekend, or June 4th, right after the weekend. And I need you to schedule out when those are going to be this year. Once they're scheduled, yeah, then you fill it. It's the whole Todd Durkin mentality of ready, fire, and then aim. All right, so get out your calendar, schedule it. Don't worry about who's going to run it, where you're going to run it, who's going to be there, whatever. Just get it on the calendar. Number two, what I really want you to do, whether you're a veteran in the program or you're new, I really, really want you to build a special events calendar around this for the whole year. Here's what I mean. Let's say that you're saying you're going to kick off your first corporate fit challenge on Sunday, May 20th. Might be a really great day for many of you on the line just getting started. Sunday, May 20th, get all the appointments in, get people off the ground before Memorial Day weekend. I guarantee you they'll have the healthiest Memorial Day weekend they've ever had if they're in this program with you. So let's say you kick it off on Sunday, May 20th. Then, let's see, they finish 6 weeks later, so they're finishing, you know, end of June. So what are you going to do right away in July? Are you going to do a 10-day boot camp? Are you going to do a 21-day fat flush? Are you going to do a four-week results club? What's next? What do they go to? What are your existing members going to? Are you keeping them engaged in new program opportunities all the time? If you're not putting something out in front of your clients right now to do, You are literally relying on them to do the right thing, to just show up at camp, to just show up at your workout, to show up at your club. We don't want in our industry to leave it to chance that they might show up for their workout, that they might re-up their training sessions. We want them to have something that they're signing up for, paying for, expecting results from, someplace that they have to be. So as we have done it at the Athletic Club in January, we sat down and mapped out our whole year. We plugged in when we're going to kick off corporate challenges, and then we plugged in times that we're going to take a month off from them. We built around that programs like our 5-day hardcore programs, which is 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. every day, a TRX class, or, you know, a TRX kind of large group session, or a RIP training session, or a kettlebell session. We call them one-week hardcores. It's one of my favorite programs outside of the Corporate Fit Challenge because it's a way to just funnel, keep people in your funnel. We do 10-day fat blasting boot camps. I know I've shared a lot of my material with many of you in the group already, and I'll continue to do that when you ask me. Our 10-day fat blasting boot camp, people are coming for a 30-minute fat blasting workout every day for 10 days in a row. It's a great thing to send a corporate fit challenger to right when they finish. They finish, they're fired up, they've got great results, and they're like, well, now what? Right? We'll give them a now what. Even if you haven't started the Corporate Fit Challenge yet, this is relevant to your existing business. If you run a gym and we're always just relying on people to renew their monthly membership or to renew their annual or to show up at class or whatever it is for you, you got to give them a reason. You got to keep them in your funnel. So the different programs, again, that we do are like one-week hardcore programs. We do 10-day fat blasting programs. My friend Vito LaFada has a 21-day fat flush program. We, of course, do our Thinner Winter program. We do ours once a year. I do have a recorded call in the archives on the Corporate Fit Challenge website under coaching calls where I explain the difference between the 6-week Corporate Fit Challenge and the 6-week Thinner Winter. For those of you who've been doing the Corporate Fit for a while, you're going to want to shake it up and throw in a Thinner Winter contest. And then you can pull from all the different people you've worked with. It's more of a community weight loss contest. So people like Gene Sherman, who've been crushing the Corporate Fit Challenge for a couple years, he finally opened up his own facility, and he kicked off in the first couple months of his facility being open with a Thinner Winter. And if you're on the listserv and you saw his email, you know, he killed it. He got tons of new boot campers out of it, tons of new members, new people in his pipeline, and new people that he can then, you know, reach out to for the Corporate Fit Challenge. We also have a 4-week results club. I'm not telling you these that you need to be doing the exact same stuff as me. I'm telling you to make something up or take something that I have and tweak it, copy it, and do it. Tweak it, copy it, and do it. Tweak it, copy it, and do it. That's what this business is all about. Right? I know people always say, oh, don't reinvent the wheel, and that sounds kind of lame, but really, if I got a program that sounds good to you, take it, tweak it, copy it, do it yourself. Our Results Club program is a 4-week program that just kind of keeps people accountable without as much coaching and hands-on as the Corporate Fit Challenge. So those of you who are, you know, already entrenched in the Corporate Fit Challenge, or those of you who have taken the initiative to read the kit so far, know that in the Corporate Fit Challenge, they've got 3 hands-on coaching appointments, you know, where they're meeting with the trainer/coach, setting up their exercise prescription, talking about their wins and losses of the week, going over the food plan. In the Results Club, we have less FaceTime, and we just have more email accountability. They get a journal. They get an exercise prescription. They get access to those once-a-week group workouts. So it's kind of a watered-down, if you will, a watered-down Corporate Fit Challenge. Now, listen, I made all these things up. I took ideas of what other people were doing in the industry, right? And then I just copied it, made it my own, and do them. The idea is that businesses, I believe, fitness businesses succeed at a faster rate, higher rate, more predictable rate when you've got start dates and end dates, when you've got a sign-up, a commitment, not just a package that they can cancel their appointment, reschedule their appointment, not re-up. I'm talking about an actual formal program, as simple as you want to make it, but it needs to be programmed. I think that's what drives your business. When I look at my monthly EFT memberships, meaning people who are members at my facility, or those of you that have training studios, people who are, you know, monthly EFT training members, those numbers have more than doubled in the past 2 years because I've gotten so many people in the pipeline. So let's give you an example. I know we all have different size businesses, and this might sound big to you. It might sound really tiny to you. I might be a small fish to you guys, or I might have a bigger place than you. It doesn't matter. The concept is 2 years ago, my monthly EFT, what I was pulling in just from, you know, $39, $40 monthly memberships to the facility, was about $10,000. This month, in the month of April, when I just did my billing, it was $22,000 2 years later. That $12,000 a month came from directly from the Corporate Fit Challenge. The Corporate Fit Challenge was the funnel into my business. And as you've heard me say, we retain 80% of these people in our business. So if you're just getting involved in the Corporate Fit, or if you've been in it, remember that your revenue source is not just the program revenue. It's not just the $150 or $175 or $200 you're charging. And on that note, don't get too caught up in that number. The average person in the program, the average trainer, club, studio owner, is charging about $150, super reasonable, for the six-week program. Some of you feel like, oh, man, I'm giving it away. My training rate is $80 an hour. She's crazy if she thinks I'm going to coach somebody for 6 weeks for $150. Well, think about it. They're not getting one-on-one training. They're getting coaching, guidance. They're getting access to a group workout. They're getting a food plan, a journal. They're getting your best stuff without all of your time. Write that down. In this program, they're getting your best coaching, your best accountability without all of your time. And I know there's trainers on this call who want to get out of the training trenches. You don't want to only be in the green machine mode making money when you're in your studio. What if you want to go on vacation, right? What if you're sick? What if you want the day off? I still want to be able to coach people in the Corporate Fit Challenge if I can't physically be with them Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 a.m., right? So you really got to look at what's a good price point for you. And sometimes the way to decide it, or if you've been doing it for a while and you want to tweak it, the way to decide it really is, what is the logical next step for this person in my business, and what does that cost? And let's make these comparable. All right, so if your logical next step is to do small group training, can they do small group training for $200 a month with you or $150? Cool, that seems like a good step. If their next step is to join as a member, as it is for me, then is that about a two-month membership? It is. It's about a two-month membership with maybe a boot camp in there. And that's what I would recommend to somebody when they finish with me. So what is their logical next step? So here's what I'm saying. Do not end up with this. Don't give this away. Don't give it away. It has great value. So if you're saying that, I had some people say, oh, I'm just going to do it for $99 to get started. Okay, you can do that, but then what if they join your three-week boot camp after that, 4 days a week, 3 weeks? Is that only $99? Well, that's going to seem like a big leap to them. In the reverse, don't think that you should go charge $300 for this program. I worked with a trainer a couple years ago who was so set on his time was definitely worth more than $150. It's going to be $300. He had such a hard time getting it out there to people. And I said, listen, just price it as something that you think is fair for your market and for your services and an easy next step for somebody into your existing business. All right, so if you need more help with that, you know, let me know. But hopefully that gives you some perspective. So we're talking about scheduling this, writing the dates down, when are your start dates going to be, building an entire calendar around that, really getting your pricing in place and being solid on your pricing and understanding how it fits into the rest of your business. And then the fourth step here is, okay, how does it fit into your business? What are the key features of what you offer right now that you want to feature in your Corporate Fit Challenge? So let me explain this. If you own a health club or a membership-type gym like I do, I, of course, want to give them access, like my friends at the Maryland Athletic Club. We want to give them access to our facility during the challenge. I'm including that cost in the challenge because I want them using my facility. I'm also a Beachbody coach, so I want to give them a taste of, you know, Shakeology meal replacement. Or if they're working out at home or on the road, I want to share with them some of the P90X or Insanity DVDs so they can test them out. I want to give them a taste of my business in any ways I can. All right, we do tons of group classes at my facility, about 55 a week. So my trainers are writing in their people's exercise prescriptions that they're supposed to go to a class because I want those people to get hooked on classes. We do gravity training. We do TRX. We do RIP. I want people to get experience for that. So we include some of that in our group Sunday group workouts. So you've got to give the best of what you offer. We are not a one-on-one training studio. So those of you that do primarily personal training, of course you're going to really want to feature and highlight that in your corporate fit challenge. So instead of having access to your training studio, for many of you that doesn't make sense, right? People don't come in and work out on their own. Cool. Well, you're going to give them access to, you know, one or two small group training sessions per week, and that's going to be part of their program. And maybe in addition to that, you're giving them the exercise prescription that they're supposed to go for a run or a walk or a bike or a swim or whatever it is in addition to that, because you don't want to feel like you're just selling your facility. I know it's a lot of information. I hope it's absorbing. So take a look at what do I do great in my business right now. If you're just doing boot camps, cool. Then part of your program for people in the corporate fit has to include them attending some boot camp workouts. You want them to get a taste for what you do. All right, maybe you want to have a lower impact boot camp option for some of the new people starting the program, but you want them to be coming to the place that you do these. You want them coming to that park where you go or that school because you want them to see how they could easily translate this into their life when they're done. All right, so think about what are your best features of your business. Write those down. Then when you're looking at my plan that I've handed you, the kind of cookie cutter model that I've handed you, say, okay, well, the Sunday group workout doesn't really fit in my business because I would never maintain that. I don't have a place to give them 24-hour access to, so I'll give them access to these workouts instead. But you guys, the pieces all fit together. There are 100 ways to skin a cat, right? There's 100 ways to get somebody fit. Pick the ways that you currently shine. How do you currently run your business? Include those elements in the corporate fit challenge. Okay, next topic that I'm quickly going to cover is I want you to talk about what I want you to really understand and have a really strong grasp of why this program works. All right, three quick things. Number one, why this works is that it has a lot of distinction. It is the Seth Godin purple cow of corporate fitness. It is different than anything that's out there that the businesses have heard of or been approached by. You have to absolutely, to your core, believe that. So when you're talking to somebody about it, you feel like you're bringing them something really remarkable. And that's the word that we love. You want to feel like you're bringing them something remarkable. We had a great, amazing testimonial from the HR director at a hospital where Libby Burkhalter did her corporate fit. And I've been sending that out in some emails to people telling them about the program saying, listen, here's an HR director in the trenches for 10 years saying this program was remarkable, that it created buzz in the different departments within days. In 10 years of doing wellness, I've never seen a hands-on program so effective. Those are verbatim words out of the mouth of an HR director at this hospital where Libby Burkhalter, you know, crushed her first challenge with over $10,000. So you have to believe that other people who are doing this are doing it, it's working, and this program is remarkable. It is a program worth talking about. Those of you who are at Todd Durkin's mentorship over the weekend or you've been there before, you know that a lot of his theme right now is building a life worth telling a story about. Well, this is a business worth talking about. You're going to make it a way, you know, no flu shots, no blood draws, no wellness profiles. I know many of you have heard this before, but you got to own it and really know it. That when someone says they want to put you in that box and say, well, can you do some lunch and learns for us? No. Why? Because they suck, because they don't work. Just kidding. Don't say it like that. But have complete ownership that, no, I'm not. If I got an hour of my day, I'm not going to come down to your company and do a lunch and learn because they're not listening to me and they're thinking about what they got to do that night and there's no call to action and there's no follow through. They realize that, wow, I really do have a crappy diet and I'm going to stick with my crappy diet. Right, and every time I try to get convinced to fit the traditional mold of corporate wellness, I'm convinced that I shouldn't be doing it. And here's my example. My assistant manager at my health club, Tracy Werblow, she's a physical therapist, very highly educated. Her time is valuable to me. Her time is valuable to her. Two times, the past two Fridays, no joke, the past two Fridays, she's been asked to come do a lunch and learn at our local hospital because they're just so convinced that traditional wellness programs are the way to go and that, you know, handing out a pedometer is literally going to change somebody's life. It's a joke, right? It's a joke. So she goes two Fridays in a row. Now they're actually bribing people to come to lunch and learns by giving them a box lunch. I don't even know what was in it. I don't even know if it was healthy. Hope to God it was. No one came. 2 weeks in a row, no one came. Now, this same exact hospital same exact hospital, we've done 3 or 4 corporate fit challenges. One of them on the website, you can go look at it. We had, I think, 70 people in it. So we were able, we meaning my business, we were able to mobilize 70 people in that workplace to do a corporate fit challenge. Yet they got a free lunch and learn, free lunch included, no one. Please tell me that says something to you. Be remarkable. Be the purple cow. Be the corporate fitness program that no one else has. Be the shot in the arm to their boring wellness existing programs. Number two, why does this work? Because we get into the client's heads. We get into the client's heads. We are trying to understand what their fears and frustrations are. We're really trying to get a handle on their struggles. I'm sharing some information from you that I've learned from my friend Vito Lafada, who just crushes systems as well. And he and I share a lot of material back and forth. And I really liked how he said at a talk recently that programs that work are ones that get into clients' heads. You got to understand their fears and frustrations. So those of you who've heard me present on this know that if you do it the way I suggested, the way that I've, you know, worked it for 3 years, I promise it'll work, but you got to be bold. You're getting into their heads and understanding their fears and frustrations, what they've tried before that hasn't worked. That's why the presentation sounds like this. Hey, I'm Trina from Bay Athletic Club. Thanks for your time today. Here's what I want to know. Did you wake up with joy today? Did you wake up feeling good? Did your back hurt when you got up? Did you wake up or did it tackle your day? Are you lethargic? When was your last doctor's appointment? How did that go? Or did you not schedule it because you don't want to know? How are your relationships? How are your clothes fitting these days? You got to just delve in right away and just ask these questions. Have you been on diets before and just always yo-yoed on and off? Have you dieted and not changed your lifestyle? But are you ready to change your lifestyle instead? Are you ready to learn some simple ways to move more and eat better? Awesome. I've got the solution for you. And you move into the solution mode. And you share a testimonial of someone you've worked with and had success. Now, those of you just starting off, you don't have to share a testimonial from the CFC. You're just sharing a testimonial of a client. Listen, I know it. I see it. I live it every day. I've been working with Jim. Jim has been sedentary since high school. You know, he's a high school athlete, but now he's 45 with a desk job, and he's got 25 pounds to lose, and his knees hurt. You know, Jim has tried these diets before, and then he fails, and he gets back off, and he's frustrated. And I know he's frustrated, and so that's why I'm helping him make real lifestyle changes. It's simple. I'm asking Jim to drink more water. I'm asking Jim to cut out the fried foods. I'm asking Jim to, you know, limit his alcohol to once a week. Simple stuff that they can relate to, right? So you're not getting in the client's heads once they start, because you'll never start if you don't get in the client's heads at the presentation. You got to get in their heads to get them to sign up. All right, I hope that makes sense. I know I'm talking fast. You guys are awesome. And the number three reason why this program works, I want you to truly understand this. One, it's remarkable. It's different. It's a business worth talking about. It's wellness worth talking about. That's a great talking point for you to share with a workplace. Number two, you're going to tell them, listen, we get into your head. We understand your fears and frustrations and your struggles. We know what you've tried before, and we got a better solution. That's how this program works. And number three, wow, this works because it has a really solid structure to it. It works because it's got a framework. We make it easy for you to participate. People want to have confidence that your program is going to work. So by saying, listen, there's 5 really simple elements of my program. That sounds doable. 5 elements, cool. Maybe you share those. You know, there's weekly group workouts. There's exercise prescriptions. We're going to tell you what to do and how to do it. We're going to give you a really great food plan that you can work with. We're going to give you a journal. You're going to end up with a coach. Those are 5 really simple elements people can, you know, grasp. This works because, hey, it's 6 weeks long. We've got a vision for it. We've got a structure for it. We've got a schedule for it. You know, we're going to teach you how to have a healthier day and therefore a healthier life. Well, listen, you guys, if I'm struggling with my weight right now and someone comes in and says to me, I got a program that's remarkable, it's worth talking about, it's different than anything else out there. We really get into your head and we understand what you struggled with before and we help you move past that. It's got a really clear structure. You're going to know what to do and when to do it. We're going to support you all along the way. You've got guaranteed results at the end of the 6 weeks. How does that sound? Well, hell yeah, that sounds great, right? That sounds great. So I really want you to have a clear understanding of what makes this program different. I also wanted you at the beginning of the call then to have a clear understanding of how you could immediately start implementing this. Scheduling it, building your calendar around it, pricing it, figuring out which elements need to be in it. All right, so if you look back at your notes, you should have those 4 points from the beginning. How do I work this in my business? I'm going to schedule it, and then I'll fill it. I'm going to build a calendar around it. I'm going to price it according to my business, and I'm going to figure out which elements need to be in it. And then, okay, I really need to know what makes this program different. It's remarkable. It's distinct. We get into clients' heads, and it's got a clear structure and framework. Boom, there's my information for you guys today. I am going to unmute the lines. Hey, we got a lot of people on. It's cool. Some people like, you know, hang up. I won't be offended. If you need to go during Q&A, you can. Or if you want to jump in and ask a question, here's how I do it. I'm going to call out an area code because I'm on instantconference.com. I can see who's on just based on area code. I'm going to call in an area code. If you want to make a comment, ask a question, go for it. We'll give everybody about, 2 to 3 minutes. And, hey, I'm going to go back on mute for you guys. I'll unmute your line when I call on you. How's that? I think that's going to work better. Okay, so let's go with, you don't have to have anything amazing or remarkable to say. If you're new to this, no big deal. I'm going to start with the person who dialed in last. That's 561. Who's in the 561? Tell us what's happening.
Hey, Trina. It's Tanya from Florida.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, you know my situation. I work for a corporate company. I'm definitely ready to take this on, and I want to bring it to corporate until I'm ready to expand out on my own just so I still hit my numbers without having to be in the gym so much. Now, the first step, would I start looking for, like, local corporate companies within my area, and how large? Because it's just going to be me for now.
Excellent question. Yes, you want to go in your own backyard. And it doesn't matter if the company is big or small. You're going to start with a small group. You could start with one small department in a big company. So say with us, when we worked at the hospital, when we first started with them, we just started with the ER or just the cancer center, so manageable group. The best places to start, Tanya, I would definitely say are small medical offices, like a doctor's office, a dentist office, a chiropractor's office. Where we're talking about maybe 8 to 12 employees, and if they invite their spouses or coworkers or spouses and friends to join, maybe you end up with 10 to 12 people. And it's very manageable that way, and you can definitely do that as a solo trainer. You wouldn't have to build a whole team.
So when, like, because I know for you, you are allowing the people to take the classes, but this is a corporate gym, and they have to buy membership. So what other programs, I mean, I guess I could contact Vito to get a program created, but like to offer them extra classes would be impossible unless they join the gym.
Yeah, no, you don't need to have somebody else do this for you. So listen, you either work it out with your gym that you want to negotiate some 6-week passes for these people you're working with if you have that ability, or you're telling them you're a Beachbody coach too, Tanya. You just say, hey, if you want to work out at home, here's some DVDs, and I'll give you extra strength training homework, and you just write that up and assign it to them. They don't have to work out at your gym for this to work. You just need to be their coach, and they can work out at home. They can work out at their own gym, and you're giving them a program. So some of these people you meet, let's say you go to a chiropractor office and some of the office staff already belongs to a gym. You know, you're not asking them, especially you as an employee of somewhere else, you're not asking them to leave their gym. You're just saying, cool, let's make it more efficient. And you're just going to write up a simple workout for them to do. Or you're going to offer them, Insanity to do at home. And so the idea is that you're just coaching them in whatever way you need to coach them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because I started off the other way where I tried to go big and then nobody really bought in. And so now
yeah,
I'm going to start building and go small. So thank
right.
you.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. I totally appreciate it. That was a great way to kick it off. I'm going to mute your line again, and I'm going to open it back up. If you guys don't mind staying on, it's really fun to hear from other people. Let's go. We have area code 865. Area code 865. I just unmuted your line. You want to share? Talk? Anything? Bueller? No? Okay. Moving on. No problem. Next person, and we have area code 240. I got to unmute you. 240. I'm unmuting your line right now.
Trina.
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, Gene Sherman.
Oh, hey, Gene.
How are you?
I'm awesome. Tell us what's happening. You always got a lot going on. Go for it.
Yeah, we do. Well, also, I just want to start by thanking you and Kelly for all of your continued support. You definitely make doing these corporate fitness challenges and thinner winners easy, and I certainly encourage anybody that's listening to actively engage into you guys. You guys definitely provide us a lot of support, and are as big a reason as any is helping us to, you know, continue to be successful at it.
Dean, you're so awesome. Thank you, because there's a lot of people on the line today, so I appreciate you sharing that and really hope that they take advantage
absolutely.
Of
it. I absolutely encourage everybody to engage in you guys. I mean, you guys are, despite your own busy schedules, take the time out to respond to us, so I just want to thank you for that. We do have actually one challenge that started last week with our local hospital. Unfortunately, it wasn't as big as what we wanted, but it's okay. We're starting small. We have another accounting firm that is starting their second one here in a couple weeks. So we have two corporate fitness challenges going on, and we're really experiencing the same thing that you were talking about earlier. We ran that thinner winner, which was awesome and crazy, and I know that's a whole other topic, but it's the same thing, kind of having those follow-up systems in place, because once we stopped that, it was the same thing. Everybody was like, all right, when's the next one? You know,
nice.
So, you know, that balance of both. And for us, you know, our business is so crazy. Obviously, last year I hired somebody to help me, but now I'm in the process of needing other coaches, not only for our challenges, but also kind of those continuing, you know, those follow-up type accountability, you know, whether it's a four-week accountability challenge or whatever it may be. You know, those are the things that we're probably struggling with a little bit right now, just because of the people and wanting not to overwhelm ourselves with too much. For those that are listening, I own an Anytime Fitness here in Maryland, so it's a small 24-hour fitness facility. I run a pretty large boot camp as well. So we have a lot on our table, but there's only really two of us that run all of these challenges and boot camps. I have another person, Mary, that helps me out as well. So really it's just a balance of not wanting to overwhelm ourselves with a lot, but it's building that camaraderie and that group. It really does grow your business like crazy. I mean, it's incredible when you get that core group of people together that are big raving fans and what they can do for you to grow your business. Not only through corporate fitness challenges, but into your boot camps, and if you have a gym, whatever it may be, it's just they want all of it, and they're willing, if they get in the right environment, to quite frankly, it's not just a challenge. I mean, they'll pay a gym membership, they'll pay for boot camps to be a part of that environment, and that's probably the biggest advice I could ever get. I have plenty of people that do boot camps, they do these, they do corporate fitness challenges for their companies. They want to be a part of that environment to be healthy.
That's awesome. You're trying to create, as Gene said, you're trying to create raving fans. And I believe that getting somebody involved in a corporate fit makes a raving fan out of them. So then you're not ever trying to sell them anything ever again. It's like this brilliant spot to be in, this sweet spot where they already, you know, have good feelings about you and your business and your team, and anything else you put out there that works for them, they're going to want to do. So Gene, you're an awesome resource. You guys, for those of you who are new on the line, please know that the Corporate Fit Challenge Fast Track Google group can be really active when you want it to be. And people like Gene, who have a lot of advice and experience to share, will answer your questions. So, Tanya, great idea from you when you said, yeah, I want to start small now. Cool, you just heard Gene say he's run some small ones too, and it's helped him grow his business. So make sure that you're tapping into that and you're emailing the listener and saying, hey, I'm going to do a presentation today. Give me your best tips on talking to, you know, teachers or whatever. So, Gene, thank you for that. I appreciate your, I mean, you're just killing it down there. What else can I say? Let's go to area code 703. That must be, maybe that's the MAC, right? There's a couple of you guys on.
Hey, Trina, it's Colby.
Oh, Colby. Hey, bro, what's up?
Oh, shoot, just got out of session. Just trying to rush over here and get on this call. Had a couple questions about the coaching part of it. Once you get, say you got 10 people in your first corporate Fit Challenge, after that initial meeting, are you, do you have them come into your facility for an individual meeting, the coaching, or is it, as a, do the, as, are the coaching things at, in a group? The coaching meeting.
Good question. Yeah, good question. The answer is you pick. So the way I personally do it, Colby, is we do them individually at my facility. We always have. So if you get six people in the challenge, they're all coming in as a group on that first day for a kickoff, weight measurements, kind of motivational talk, and then we do individual appointments.
Okay.
So that first appointment is, you know, one trainer, you know, slash coach with one person for an hour, and then the two follow-up appointments on weeks 3 and 5 or 30 minutes. I love doing them individually because I have enough team members that can do that. I think to get deeper. However, there's other people on the line who are independent trainers or have a small team who coach people in groups of 5 or 6 or 10. So, you know, whatever you have the resources for, I think smaller, better.
And do you, are they personal trainers? Is that what they are, your other coaches?
Yeah. Yep, my coaches are all personal trainers.
And how do you pay them?
How do you pay them? A flat fee per person who they coach. So say, you know, with the rates, if you're looking at what, like maybe $150 to do this program for you, or what's, you know, I go
200.
I would do a 50-50 split. I'd offer them 75, you know, maybe $75 a person. And here's why the trainers love it, is that they're guaranteed. So if they take on 5 people, you know, for $100 a person, they're making $500 right up front, and they spread the workload over 6 weeks. I pay them right up front on their next check in full per person, and then they spread the workout over 6 weeks. Then at the end of that, trainers who want more training clients have just been handed hot leads, you know. Does that make sense?
Yep. Awesome. Okay.
And then, Colby, the last thing on pricing, because that is definitely the most common question I get, is what should I charge and what do I pay the trainers? The other ways for trainers to make additional money, if they want to, is maybe you want to offer $75 a person, and then they can make extra money by leading those group workouts. We do the group workout once a week, and the trainers can make an extra, I think it's $20 or $25 a workout. So if they want to pick up another six, you know, $100 or whatever, they can jump in and lead some of those group workouts, and I pay those separately.
Yeah, we've had a lot of success with challenges. We're doing our Muffin Top Meltdown Shirtless Summer Challenge right now, and we got about 48 people in it. But we haven't actually reached out to corporations, and that's kind of why I think this will fit real good in my business, because we already know how to do it. I was just trying to figure out the whole coaching part of it. So,
I hope that helps.
Yeah, awesome.
Cool. And I will, for the new people on the line, don't forget, you know, we'll schedule some short coaching calls with you guys, with me one-on-one, you know, 20, 30 minutes for you to just, like, hammer through your own business and ask me any questions you want. But, Colby, I'm so glad you're on the phone today. You were so fun to meet. You got awesome energy, and I can tell you're a great leader, and this is going to fit. We've got to have somebody else in the 703 area code down there, because there's somebody else on the line from that area code. Who's in Colby's area? We have a 703-272 number and a 703-919. Anyone else from 703 want to talk?
Yeah, mine's the 919, Trent.
Yours the 919? Okay, who's 703-272?
Hi, this is Julia with L&T Health and Fitness.
Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name. Who is this?
Julia.
Oh, hi, Julia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. What do you want to ask, share, or contribute? Anything?
Honestly, this is the first time I'm really learning about the program. Allison Flatley was the one who gave me information, some sort of just getting involved, and this was the first call I've listened to. I have the red packet of information and getting started to look through it. So I'm more of a active listener versus a contributor at this point.
No problem. Of anything that you've heard so far, is there anything that's jumping out that you just want to ask a question about? You don't have to feel like you need to contribute.
I don't have any questions right now, but I do have some ideas generated. I really liked your thought idea of think boutique, not factory.
Nice.
I really liked that. That definitely stuck out for me. And then I like the ideas of, you know, hardcore one-week challenge. I can definitely see that meeting some of the need for I'm in a corporate location, so meeting the needs of some of those employees, like targeting them specifically.
Nice.
The 10-day fat blast workout. So there's definitely some good ideas that are going to get the, you know, the mind flowing and
Good.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for taking the initiative to get on the line as a new person and just hear about it, because that's how we grow. So thank you for that, Julia.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Stay in touch with me and stay on the listserv, okay? Let's go to, let's see, 561. You guys are doing awesome staying on and listening. Thank you. 561, I just unmuted your line. Here you come. Who is that?
Yeah, I already talked to you. I was the first one.
Oh, Tanya. Sorry about that. Okay. I like you, Tanya. I just want to give you another chance. All right, let's go to 318. Please tell me I didn't do that one already. 318.
Hey, Trina, this is Libby.
Yeah, Libby.
How you doing?
I'm great. Tell them what's up.
Oh, well, things are good. We just finished our second six-week challenge and went really well, and we're starting a 10-day boot camp in May 16th and running it right up to a Memorial Day weekend. So we're fired up and getting ready to kick that off, and I do want to get with you about introducing the Shakeology with that at another time, if that's a good thing for you.
Anytime before then, no problem.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, we're excited. I just want to tell everybody out there that's new to the program, it's fantastic, and it's been an incredible experience for me as a business owner. It's taken my business to a new level, and I've enjoyed every second of it. And you can make it happen. You just got to get out there and be fired up about the program, because Trina's really set the stage for everybody on this. And Trina, we again appreciate all your inspiration and help with this, and I'm just fired up to keep it going and building my business.
Oh, you're so awesome. Hey, you guys, I sent out an email. I asked Libby right before I went to go speak at Todd's mentorship. I asked her if she would just she was asking me about my 10-day boot camp info, which, hey, once you're in my group or on my team or within my, on my team of people I work with, I'll give you whatever I have. So I sent Libby an article I wrote on the 10-day boot camp program and maybe some sample workouts. I don't know. So she's running with that. So I said, hey, in return for that, listen, could you send me a quick testimonial? I want to be able to share with people how you purchased the system last fall and what you've done with it. And the information she sent me, it's amazing. And if you guys were just at the mentorship, that's who I'm talking about. This is a woman who already has 20 years experience in fitness, more than that, has owned everything, run it, personal trained, group acts, but was, you know, at some point, sometimes we're just missing one thing. She has tons of connections, likable personality, smart trainer, and missing maybe the specific system to get herself in the door to corporate fitness. So she gets this. She's got all the other elements in place already. And she says to a doctor she's friends with that she bought the system and she wants to try it. He gets her in with the hospital, and, you know, she had more than, I think, 50 people in her first program and brought in, like, $10,000. Libby, would you say that's an accurate is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate for sure. Yeah, the response was just overwhelming, and we had a good response with our second challenge, and we're fired up with our affiliation with the College Fitness Center, because that's where we're going to do our boot camp, besides doing some workouts outside. So we've got a lot of potential to grow our business, and we're working with another corporate business to start. They want to do a six-month to year-long program with Corporate Fit Challenge. So I've got that in the wings that we're working on, and just there's just so much potential. It's kind of like hard to sleep at night sometimes.
Hey, that's a good reason to not sleep at night. I'm telling you, I've had some days lately where I've got something else on my mind, just like a stress about it, you know, something that's keeping me up. So if I'm up because I've got opportunity running through my head, I like those nights.
Yeah. Well, and Trina, I'm fired up about your Park City business idea. I mean, that's pretty, I thought that was awesome. I'm already got my suitcase laid out, so I'm in.
Oh, perfect. I will tell them that. You know, I'm sitting in the hotel lobby back by the windows right now looking at the mountain, and I saw the general manager and owner walk by while I was on the call. And I will let them know, listen, I just talked to 16 motivated trainers. When are we opening the doors? They've got people they want to send. Oh, and by the way, they want a really sweet room overlooking the mountain.
Exactly. We will work at the resort.
That's what I figured. I said, listen, we're motivated by vacation. You can bribe us that way.
Exactly.
Libby, thank you. Let me keep going here. You guys are doing awesome. Who is in? Oh, I got a Wisconsin person on the line here because I got a 989 number. Is that Joe or is that Kendra?
It's Joe.
Yeah, Joe. How's it going?
Great. Just putting things together, getting excited. Haven't got one started yet, but we're going to do a couple of the 10-day programs, one starting Monday and then one in a couple of weeks. So enjoying all the comments and just looking forward to this thing taking off for us.
That's awesome. I love how you're getting started with the 10-day programs just to get your, just get something off the ground right away. And I hope you've picked up some ideas on this call as to how the Corporate Fit program is really going to work for you guys.
Definitely. It's been very informative. I appreciate
cool.
all your help.
Good. Joe, how are you guys in floods right now? I'm out in Park City, but I saw on the news I was a little worried about some flooding happening there. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. That's a little south of us. Flint got it pretty bad, but we're
yeah,
pretty dry.
Okay, good. Just was thinking about you this morning, so glad that you dialed in. All right, excellent. You guys, we just have a few more people on. If you're willing to hang tight, it's fun to hear from others. If you got to go, we understand that too. Who is – oh, that's got to be my friend who's this at 484, area code 484? Who do we got? I just opened up your line.
Hey, Trina. It's Michelle Grant from Pennsylvania. How are you?
Yeah, Michelle. Great to hear from you. How are you?
I am awesome. I have been running with this program. I have a finale tonight, which I'm really, really excited about. It took me, for all you newbies on the line, it took me almost a year to get out of my own way to do this. And once I started doing it, oh my gosh, it's just changed not only the lives of the people that I'm doing it with, but it's changed my life. I'm doing some one-on-one training. I have a small boot camp going at a local park. I'm training at the Y, and I was going to ask you about that. I can't really have people come in to the Y. They charge like a $25 fee just for dropping in a class.
Yikes.
But I have had a few of my Corporate Fit challengers asking me, you know, they want more. They would love to get into like a boot camp, and it's something that I'm tossing around. Would you recommend going into some of these facilities once or twice a week and doing like a additional 30-minute workout, like in their parking lot, or does that open it up to more of like a boot camp? Then what would you recommend?
Yeah, no. So you mean going into like the businesses, the actual business, and go? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah, because I don't have a facility, so it's kind of tough.
Yep. So, Michelle, make sure that you are connecting, if you need to, on the listserv or on Facebook, whatever, with Libby, who also doesn't have a facility, but she's figured out a way to make use of the local college fitness center. She made an affiliation there. In addition to that, I'm sure she was doing a bunch of her workouts just outside. I think going to their parking lot or, you know, using whatever space the business has, absolutely. So, again, that goes back to... You know, what can you offer? What can you put together? It doesn't need to be a facility. It doesn't need to be a boot camp if you're in the parking lot. You can still do stations at people's own level and, you know, crush that. Listen, I got to be honest, Michelle. I'm so happy to hear that you got this going and you've got a finale tonight. You, like, made my day.
Well, I wanted to tell you something else, too. I am one coach away from being diamond with my Beachbody business because it's all come so naturally. Naturally, I've led with the Corporate Fit Challenge, and then it just snowballed. Like, afterwards, what I'm doing, because I don't have a facility, I've been leading people into Beachbody challenges after that.
Then
I'm getting coaches from that. It's just this business. Trina, I can't thank you enough. I love what I'm doing. It's so much fun. I'm just having a blast.
I am so happy, Michelle. I know... It's sometimes hard to initially connect with it. I remember our coaching calls. I totally believed in you and believed that you could do this. And sometimes it's, as you said, it's hard to get out of our own way and stop overthinking it and just freaking put yourself out there and say, I know I can help get these people healthier. Let's go. And I absolutely agree. It snowballs into your business. So for me, it's helped me grow my health club, but tremendously it's helped me grow my Beachbody business because it's a natural connection to keep people active and to, you know, have people join your team for those of you on the line who get that. I mean, it's just a natural fit, and everything's kind of exploded from the thought of this. So Michelle, I'm so proud of you. Will you please do me a favor? Will you please post a picture or some results from your finale tonight so we can all see you in action? Post something to tell us how it went.
I absolutely will, yes. I'll post it tomorrow, and I'm really excited.
Yay, what a great call today. I hope people are fired up from this. This is amazing. All right, you guys, we have like three more people, so hang tight if you can so we can hear from each other. We've got area code 626. I just am opening up your line, area code 626.
Hi, Trina, it's Giovanna from California.
Gio!
What's up?
Hey, tell us what's up. Tell us how it's going.
It's, you know, as I put it when I was at the mentorship, you know, I came back with this, you know, fire burning inside here. You know, it's just, you come kind of overwhelmed almost with where do I begin? You know, there's so many different ideas. I mean, I've already implemented some changes and things of that sort. One of the immediate things I did was I have a coach that works with me and helps me with my boot camps. And so I immediately made photocopies of our faces, these big photocopies of our faces, plastered them on our chalkboard wall in the gym and drew these bikini bodies under us. So, you know, first, the first impression of everyone walking in is looking at this laughing hysterically. And I've already put up there, you know, bikini speedo challenge coming soon. Ask Gio for details. And I don't even have anything put together completely yet. I'm just starting to put things together. But I just was so fired up. I'm like, I'm doing something. I'm going to start getting word out and start getting people pumped up because I'm pumped up. I don't even have all the details worked out yet. But people have been asking me all week, what is it? What is it? And I'm just sitting here going, don't you worry. I'm getting the details put together. So it's like, you know, I'm just pumped up. You guys were awesome over there. And you specifically, one of the things that really, you know, hit home with me with what you were saying is, you know, really pulling things out of people that may not be that comfort zone of things that they maybe want to admit about their lives or about their self-esteem or about how they feel. And you know what, that's what holds people down. That's what keeps them back from accomplishing goals is we do sometimes got to get in there and get in their heads and kind of just, you know, bring that side out because it's so easy to not admit, you know, what's really going on, what our relationships are like, how we feel when we look in the mirror. And so I thought that was really powerful in the fact that this is bigger than just the physical, you know. Yeah, obviously we want to look good, but there's so much more that we can do in helping these people. So that was one big takeaway for me with what you had to say. And so I really appreciate that. And so that's it. That's where I'm at. I'm getting people pumped up for something. I don't even have all the details written out yet on exactly what I'm going to do. I'm in the process of doing it. So
there we go.
I
love it. Gio, ready, fire, aim. That's you. I'm going to post that on your Facebook wall today. Way to just get started. And whatever you put together is going to be just perfect. And it because you just got it going. So if you take that same approach after you get the bikini challenge started, if you take that same approach with corporate fit and just say, hey, I'm kicking one off on June 4th, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with it yet, but, you know, I'm just going to kick it off and you'll attract the business and we'll roll with it. I promise you, you hear from people like Michelle and Jean and Libby and others who, you know, feel like this has really changed their business. So really proud of you. Thanks for your patience in getting on the website and getting your kit downloaded. And I know it got shipped to you in the mail as well. So we'll get you up to speed super soon. Is that cool?
That's absolutely awesome. Yes.
Okay, we've got a couple more to go. I know some people need to jump off. If you can stay on, it really was like two more people you could hear from. Area code 270. Area code 270.
Hi, it's Beverly.
Hi, Beverly. How are you?
I'm good, Trina. How are you doing?
Awesome. Thanks for jumping on the call. I appreciate it. Any thoughts or questions from the call today?
Oh, lots of thoughts. I mean, we're doing, you know, very well with our semi-private training. A little scary. We're starting a boot camp in about a week and a half, something I've never done before. So trying to get all that finished and lined out. I'm very excited. Two of the things that I probably had the most difficulty with is creativity, which for running challenges. And we'd be very good at the weekly training, but trying to throw those challenges in because I pretty much have been working by myself for the past 10 years or so. We're starting to bring in some people to help, which poses my other problem is sometimes, for me, I believe everything everybody says. So the interview process is a little more difficult for me. It's like, oh, you want to help out? Great. Come on in, you know. So I definitely am looking forward to even being coached a little bit on what you do as far as bringing people into your facility as far as trainers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and so when we do your call, we can really focus on how to attract the right team. And, I've had amazing trainers who I haven't had coach this program because, you know, it's not just about the perfect squat. We got to get people who can connect and who can shut their mouth and listen and not just want to lecture. They make the worst coaches. So, I can really tell you, you know, what to look for in a good coach and how to attract good trainers. And there's so much, you know, coaching material in the kit. You know, hey, listen, here are the questions to ask. You don't need to make these things up. Talk me through your average day. You know, when do you plan your lunch? I mean, there's basic questions you're asking people that anyone can ask. It's whether or not that person's on the receiving end willing to listen or if they're just about to jump in and lecture.
Well, I guess it's like with the girl that I've got going to do the boot camp. She's passionate. She loves fitness. I'm just like, now I'm kind of stressing because she's not very vocal. Okay, well, did I find the right person because she's passionate, she does listen, she loves the whole fitness aspect, but can she run a boot camp?
Right. And you know what, Beverly, if you find that she's not a good fit for the boot camp, she's going to be perfect for the corporate fit. If she's passionate and caring and people feel that in her, you know, she might not be the loudest person out in a boot camp, but she might be a great corporate fit coach.
And that's a great thought. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, because, so maybe that's something you want to tear up to say, like, hey, I know we got boot camps kicking off, and I want you to feel it out, and I need you to know right away that if you feel like it's not the right fit for you, you're not in your element out there, cool, I've got another project I want you to head up and put that out there to her that she might be just the person you need for this.
That's awesome. I hadn't thought about that because all I'm thinking about is it doesn't work. Who's running the boot camp?
Right, I know. I'm sure. Cool. Oh, shoot, I just lost a person from 410. Sorry, I missed them. Beverly, keep me posted. We'll get a one-on-one call scheduled so I can help you out more, but I'm so glad you invested the time today to be on. Let's see. I know, Angie, are you still on? Where is Angie? Angie disconnected. Angie Amador was on. Shoot. I missed Angie. I missed 410. I try to keep it always to an hour. I'm going to just go unmute all. If I missed anybody, I really wanted to hear from Angie, and I bet she had to hang up at noon Eastern. So, you guys, I just unmuted the lines. If anybody, there's one number on here that has no number to it. It's just all blacked out. Is there anybody on that didn't have a chance to share?
Hey,
hi, Trina.
Nicole McBroom, and I met you at Todd Durkin's place this past weekend.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Two people were talking at once. Who is this? Go ahead. Who met me at Todd's?
Oh, this is Nicole McBroom.
Oh, yeah. Hi. How are you?
Good. So I'm really excited. In meeting you, you really hit home with me when you had mentioned just walking through a Costco or a Sam's Club and seeing those people and knowing that they weren't happy because of their situation of being overweight.
Right.
And that really resonated with me because it was just a little less than a year ago that I took charge of my life and started getting sick. So I get it, and I know I've been missing the mark because I've had an all-women's gym for the last 9 years. And we have a lot of people. We have almost 3,000 members now. But
wow,
there's so many people that I do see in these places that I go that I want to help, and I want to make a difference. So I'm so glad I got your program, and I'm really excited. I'm here with Christina White, who's my manager, and we're really going to get going.
Yay! Oh, man, thank you for being such a good closer. I love it. I'm fired up to work with you, and I'm glad that you feel like this is a good fit for you guys. And I'm so glad when you walk through Sam's Club now, you're going to look at it twice and say, you know what, these people stocking the shelves or ringing me up, you know, they're not happy for other reasons in life than just maybe this job. And there's something I could do to help them. So I love that you said that. Thank you for sharing. We'll make sure that we get, you know, some one-on-one quick calls with you guys so I can really work with you and your team to hit the ground running. So take the time to look through the kit, watch some of the videos, and we'll make the most out of that coaching call.
Okay. Right, and what I wanted to get first were the five elements. Is that on your Corporate Fit Challenge website?
Oh, the five elements of what's in it?
Right, because I just write best about
that. Oh, yeah. You know what?
I didn't have my packet yet. Because, you know,
it's pretty... Okay. All right. It got shipped out. I know Kelly shipped all of them. Yes. You know what? What's interesting is when I do these calls, sometimes I realize that I'm more clear on the calls than maybe what I have on my site, but that's a good thing that I could add. I was just kind of writing notes and talking off the top of my head today about how I talk about the program, but I don't know that I really clearly stated there. There's five elements, but I could.
Okay.
Now you know them. Hopefully you wrote them down.
No, I mean, I couldn't write them down fast enough.
Oh, I see. Okay, really quickly, I talked about group workouts.
Uh-huh.
I talked about coaching.
Uh-huh.
Coaching.
Yes.
I talked about the food plan.
Uh-huh.
Talked about exercise prescription.
Uh-huh.
And who's on? Group workouts, nutrition, food plan, coaching, exercise prescription. And, I think I just said... journaling and just journaling.
Okay.
The journal, the accountability piece.
Okay, because I just want to get going with.
Yeah, I mean, basically what I'm saying is I pick the simplest things out of the program and say, listen, you can do this. There's only five things you got to do. You're going to show up at a workout. You're going to meet with a coach. You're going to get a prescription. You're going to get a food plan and a journal. Done.
Okay, great. No, I'm excited about what you're doing. And actually, I'll be at IDEA, so I will say hello.
Oh, yay. Awesome. I'll be there. I'm speaking on, I think it's the 5th.
Okay.
That first day of it. So, come find me and let's connect. You've got my number. So, you guys, I think there was one other person on that didn't get to share that there's no number there. Who is the other person? We got one last one. Hello? Someone else that wanted to share? Oh, don't be shy. No? Okay. All right, you guys, we had 17 people on the call today. Super happy with that. I know a lot of other people will listen to the recording, so thanks for sharing all your inspiration and ideas. Get on the listserv. Write us back. Tell us what you're doing. We want to feel connected to other trainers who are doing this, so don't feel like you're out there on an island. Tell us what's happening. You guys, I'm going to rock it out in Park City today. I hope you have an amazing Friday wherever you are, and I will be in touch with you all soon. Have a great day.
You too, Trina.
Thank you.